Blog Talk Radio.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Gonna do, brother, when the 2015 King for a Day podcast runs wild on you? It's me, Rick Goreski, the King for a Day commissioner, logging on, having a lot of fun. Real American is the theme. 4th of July weekend just passed us by. It's great to be back with you doing a show today talking about basically, if I could kind of reset things, I hope everyone had a fantastic 4th of July. Believe it or not, the start of the NFL training camp is right around the corner, and several teams, including the Vikings and the Steelers, are breaking camp just 2.5 weeks from now on, July 25th. So it's getting close. It's getting time. The fantasy football magazines, they're hitting the shelves, and I thought this would be a great time to do a show on fantasy football resources and research strategies and player rankings. So I'm planning a two-part show because I cannot imagine that I'm going to get all of this in on one show. So please listen as much or as little as you want, but let's rock. For a long time, for myself and many others, it's been kind of a little bit of symbolism, seeing the fantasy football magazines hit the racks in the stores. Those magazines at the grocery stores kind of marked the start of the fantasy football season, and for years, the fantasy magazines were the primary source of information, the information that we craved. You know, that's why we all looked forward to it, and we were excited when we'd see the first one out there, and then we'd start looking for our favorite. I know I started to order mine online so that I'd make sure I could get it right away and start reading it. I'm a little bit of an old-fashioned throwback in the sense that I still do that, but I know a lot of people do a lot of online stuff now, and that's kind of where I'm coming from, is while it's still cool to see the magazines on the shelves, I think it's important to note that the fantasy football industry as a whole has changed dramatically over the past 10 years. And today, sports news sites like ESPN dedicate year-round coverage to the NFL. Google fantasy football, and you'll see how many different websites appear offering year-round services to give you information about fantasy football. And if you just pause and think about that, that, you know, in the past, you waited for that one publication to come out, and now, geez, there are sites that you can subscribe to that are delivering you information year-round, just getting inside information, speculating, the stuff that you used to have to really work for, and now it's available at your fingertips. So today, guys actually make a living off of talking about fantasy football year-round, and as far as I'm concerned, many times the difference between winning and losing is what you do during the off season between February and July. I kind of liken it to cramming for an exam. When you get into, you know, August specifically, if you haven't paid attention to the NFL, you're kind of in cram mode. You know, you're trying to soak up as much. You're trying to soak up like 5 months worth of information so that you can jump in and draft with everybody else. For the guys that were able to just in some fashion listen to something are going to be way ahead of the game. I know a lot of guys are going to say, you know, I don't have time to sit and read every little article or football development. I'm just not that. I've got other things in my life going on in the off season. I can't dedicate myself to it like some guys can. But the truth is, you don't have to. As I was saying, with these websites that are out there nowadays that dedicate themselves to year-round coverage, they can bring the news to you. It's as simple as reading an email once a week or once a month. Everybody at some point sits down and finds a little bit of quiet time where they can maybe have some coffee in the morning before everybody else in the house gets up and just kind of read a few things or one of the things that I like to do is to listen to a podcast. I have a long commute in, and I'll listen to different shows that talk about fantasy football while I'm cooking or while I'm driving to work. Subscribing to a service that sends you the headlines in a nice daily or weekly email is all the work you really need to do. So I would urge anyone who's not already to find a site that you like and subscribe to it so that you can just stay on top of the, and just literally just catch the headlines. You don't have to sit down and read a book. It's a lot easier than you might think. Knowing who went where, staying up to date on who's been cut and who's been signed, coaching changes are big, coordinator changes, that's essential for us to be successful as fantasy football players, to know, you know, who's coaching where and coordinators. And, you know, you can, yeah, absolutely, you can skip all this and just pick up a magazine in July or August and you can still win. It's true, but your odds are so much better if you pay attention along the way. And that's where I want to start today's show. I want to talk about some of the various sources that are out there for football information. I am blessed to have, you know, through my research with King for a Day and our Mad Dog Dynasty League, have found myself in positions of needing to research different sites and do different things, and have spent a lot of time on it, and I just want to share some of what I found with everybody in hopes that it'll help you and make things more enjoyable. So for myself and many others, the one-stop shop for fantasy football information is always going to be footballguys.com. That's all one word, footballguys.com. Footballguys.com offers a premium subscription for about $27 a year. It's definitely worth the money. They have a staff full of writers. This isn't just like a couple of Joes in their garage, you know, sitting in their mom's basement, a couple of brothers typing up articles. I mean, these are professionals. They have attorneys and doctors on their staff. I'm not kidding when I say that. They actually have a guy who's a doctor. He's a pediatrician, but he is a doctor, and he understands the science of medicine, and he's able to comment. Pardon me. He's able to comment on the different injuries that come up and talk, you know, from a medical standpoint with some knowledge about the potential recovery times and the potential kind of snags that an injury recovery might have. It's just great. It's fascinating to listen to that. And one of the main guys that hosts the show is actually works for ESPN Radio out in Colorado, has his own show. Another guy is an attorney. He's fantastic. He's one of the hosts. There's other folks that they have as part of it. One guy does a rookie scouting portfolio, so he is well-versed in all the young talent coming into the league every year. And together, they just have a host of different guys. And one of the things I love about Football Guys is that they don't try to convince you to do anything. Rather, what they do is they provide you information that you can use to make your decisions. And that's what I look for personally when I'm at a site. I don't want a site where the whole, you know, everybody's on the same page trying to sell you something. I want a site where guys are discussing and debating and doing point and counterpoint on players, because that is letting me make up my mind what I think about the player. I don't, some people like that. Some people want a site that just tells them who to pick. I'm not one of those. I want the information and I'll decide who to pick. So Football Guys gives you that information, and another thing about it is some of their components of their services are free. Not everything is a subscriber fee. I mentioned $27 a year will make you a member of their site, but a lot of the services they have are free. Anyone can sign up for their free daily emails, and they offer a large free message board that their writers post information to, and they answer questions from different members of the community about strategy and fantasy football advice. They have an IDP message board that I, that I go to every now and then for information and things that you can find in there are information about defensive tiered, you know, different players, top defensive players, and position changes on different websites and things like that. Anyone can also listen to their podcasts, which I should mention at this point are the best that I've found on the internet. And if anyone listening to this podcast knows of something better, then please let me know, because I've sampled dozens of these shows, and the podcasts on footballguys.com are by far the best. And I got to tell you, I'm not getting paid a dollar for this. I'm not saying this. I'm not shilling a product. I actually pay them to belong to their website, and I just think highly enough about it that I feel the need to share it with my friends in the King for a Day and friends community. For you guys that love electronics, Football Guys does offer fantastic apps, one of which was trending as the most purchased app in Apple World just last week. Football Guys isn't the only site out there, though. And a lot of times you need to pursue other websites to make sure that you're getting honest information, or maybe you just, it's not your speed, maybe you like something else. And other sites that I know of that are worth checking out, CBS Sports, Yahoo Sports, ESPN, of course, these are basic places where you might go to check out some news, but there's some more trade-specific publications and websites such as DraftSharks.com or FantasyIndex.com, the NationalFootballPost.com. You've got FootballsFuture.com, Dynasty League Football, FantasySharks.com, Scout.com, DynastyFootballWarehouse.com, FFCouchCoach.com, FFCouchCoach.com, USA Today, right around when the season starts, they do some really nice write-ups about each team. League Safe. Now, League Safe is the place that you normally could go in as a league and everybody could pay their membership fee to this, you know, online site that puts the money into, I forget the name of it. It's not a trust, but basically it secures the money and holds it and then pays it out right after the season is done. Well, I think it's really wise of them to have different information regarding fantasy football and fantasy baseball and et cetera, and they do some podcasts as well that kind of trumps up interest in their overall base business of having League Safe. Pro Football Focus is another site, The Huddle, Roto World, and Roto Wire. So those are some of the different websites that you could check out. For those of you that like the paper magazines, my favorite magazine is the Fantasy Football Index. This magazine has been around for nearly 30 years. And in fact, next year, will be their 30th year publishing a fantasy football magazine. In this year's magazine, they talk about how they were, you know, the first magazine. They kind of are a little bit of a trendsetter in the sense that they were some of the first expert poll. They did some of the first expert polls, like where they get these different experts from around the industry together and they draft and, you know, talk about who they think is first and the top running back, top quarterbacks, give different reasoning, kind of that group, you know, thinking, I forgot what this is called, it's something with the community, is there's actually a name for this in the fantasy football spectrum where you get kind of, you gauge the community in general and you see what that community says, and then that's the information. It's kind of like average draft position is an example of what I'm talking about, where you're gauging what everybody is kind of doing and thinking to get a baseline. It's not that you just go along with that the whole way. It's just you're creating a baseline. And I just think it's incredible that this magazine's been around for nearly 30 years. One of the reasons I personally grew to love Fantasy Index was their focus on individual defensive players. It's hard to believe that for a long time, IDPs were ignored in many magazines. They just did the team defense and that was it. And IDPs are all the rage now, but Fantasy Index was there during the dark years when it was tough to come across the information. Fantasy Index also does have a podcast that runs during the regular season and a few times during the off season. Speaking of podcasts, I already sang the praises of the various Football Guys podcasts. I mentioned them, but I didn't really elaborate why I thought their podcasts were the best. One of the primary reasons that I like their podcast is that they're entertaining and informative. it's the kind of thing, it's not, you don't feel like a total geek when you're listening to it. Some of it's kind of fun, and it's a lot of really good guy time, just hearing funny stories and hearing guys be guys. You do hear various voices from different fantasy football sites as well on the Football Guys podcasts, and you get different topics on different shows. They don't just do one show. For example, you know, they do have a show specific to individual defensive players, and they have a show focusing on football that's once a week, and then they have different people hosting. One of the shows is called On the Couch, and the individual that hosts that show will have people on from other fantasy websites and magazines and scouts. It's just a really cool thing. And again, it goes back to why I like footballguys.com, because they're not afraid of competition. They're not trying to keep you from knowing anything about anybody else in the business. And they want to keep you by, you know, taking care of you and giving you information. So I just really appreciate that as somebody who is a consumer of fantasy football information. First Draft by ESPN is a great podcast if you're looking for something leading into the NFL's draft each spring. Mel Kiper and Todd McShay run down all the prospects and talk about the different team needs that are out there. They discuss the, you know, the performances of the players leading into the NFL draft and all the different rumors and things of that nature, trades. They cap it up, you know, I don't know how many weeks they do it, a couple months, but they cap it off with a full rundown, kind of predicting pick by pick by each, what each team's going to do or how they'll address their needs. I think that particular podcast called First Draft by ESPN, that's kind of a must for Dynasty League players, but it's also a must for those who just love the NFL draft. The CBS podcasts are very entertaining, but I think they only run theirs more during the regular season. I know I listen to some of their baseball podcasts, and that's usually a good time. Some pretty humorous guys on there. I like shows that you can catch during the off season while you're, you know, cutting grass or shoveling snow, whatever it is. We're in Wisconsin, so I just like stuff that I can, while I'm doing other things that I need to do, different responsibilities, driving to work, that is stuff that I can listen to all year round while, you know, taking the kids around and stuff like that. A show that recently I've been sampling is called The Fantasy Feast Eaten with Ross Tucker. Now, Ross Tucker is a former NFL player. He was an offensive lineman. And he can be a little obnoxious at times, but it's kind of all in good fun. And he played the game. So it's really cool to hear a guy who played the game talk and counterpoint at times comments from other people. And Evan Silva is the co-host on that. And Evan is top-notch. He's the brains behind the show. And Silva is actually the main guy behind Roto-World as well. And I found out about him, as I was mentioning, this show on footballguys.com called On the Couch that has guests on from different shows and different arenas of the fantasy world. Evan Silva was a guest on that show. And that kind of connects back to why I recommend Football Guys so much, because thanks to them, I was able to find this other show and have more information to put into my mind and more avenues, because again, it's some of this stuff, if you don't listen to it and you finally get to it 3 weeks later, you're really going to listen to a show, you know, here I am, today is July 8th, am I really going to go look up a show from, you know, June 15th and listen to it? I guess if I'm really desperate for entertainment, I might, but having multiple shows, like I'm mentioning all these different podcasts that are out there, it allows you the ability to get more current information and also to just find one that fits your taste. So I mentioned League Safe's podcast that they do. Draft Sharks also has a podcast. I think theirs is kind of light on content and they try to aim them more for their subscribers, but I've listened to that before. Just find the podcast in general to be a really useful way to stay on top of fantasy information. And if I could, I think the biggest thing I've learned over the years with respect to different fantasy football sites is that you have to be careful in who you listen to. And I would urge people to pay attention to the details. You know, is this site constantly trying to sell you on a player or players? Are they providing information that you can use to then make your decision? It's a subtle difference, but if you open your eyes, you'll start to see what I'm talking about. Are they constantly trying to lobby you into taking on whatever they're trying to tell you, or are they providing you information that you can then make a decision on? To give you a quick story here, why I'm kind of passionate about this topic. A long time ago, I was part of a site that I really loved. I really enjoyed being part of this website, and I believed in their site. I sang their praises. They'd offer off-season news articles and opinion pieces. They had player rankings and would deliver me news and updates via email, a message board with a great community that shared information. And during the regular season, they offered news articles and player rankings and projections. I mean, I loved it. At the time, you know, going back into the early 2000s, it was state of the art. It was great. You know, like I was talking about earlier, it was difficult to come across fantasy information back then. We were really looked upon as kind of outcasts or nerds, but now it's kind of chic. It's the thing to do, and you've got these sites that keep track of information. This was one of the earlier sites, and I just absolutely had a great time with it. I found it really helpful, and then it happened. And I always liken the story to the scene in The Matrix where Neo is offered that choice between the red pill and the blue pill. And you'll take the blue pill, you'll wake up in bed, you know, this will be nothing more than a dream, you know. But take the red pill, and everything changes, and you can't go back. And I took the red pill. There was a season where this website I was on was pushing Anquan Boldin as their breakout player or comeback player. I don't recall the category because they, you know, in hindsight, they were constantly pushing different categories. That was their thing. They just had to constantly try to lead you to a certain thing and be the website that was going to pick the standout rookie. This is the standout running back. They would do this at every position. And at this point in time, Anquan Boldin was their breakout player. And this site, they just couldn't give you advice. They always had to hype it and tag it and then brag about it. So I bought in and I took Boldin, despite feeling that it didn't fully make sense at the time. I was a little naive. I just trusted this site so much and liked him that I went with it. You know, Fitzgerald was there in Arizona, and I couldn't understand why he wouldn't continue to do well. You know, again, this is way towards the beginning of Fitzgerald's career. But, you know, Fitzgerald and Boldin were both there, and the site was pushing Boldin, just saying how awesome he was going to be, and I trusted it. Boldin sucked, and I absolutely felt the pain all year long. And I was frustrated. I was looking for answers. You know, why is this happening? And I began to analyze things a little bit more because I took it on me. Even though they told me this is the guy, they held it out there, you know, I bought into it. I was hesitant, but I bought into it. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to go along with this. And I was trying to figure out what went wrong. And every week, Boldin sucked week after week, yet week after week, their weekly rankings and their weekly projections continued to show him as a top 15 play. And I was like, what the hell? You know, week after week, Fitzgerald is outplaying him, yet the rankings never changed. They kept putting Boldin ahead of Fitzgerald, and they kept telling us to hold on Boldin. And this is where I actually took the red pill. I was reading the news, and I realized that the guy who wrote the news articles was the same guy who wrote the opinion pieces and the projections. Well, holy crap. This is the same guy. The same guy that's writing the projections is the guy that told me to take Boldin in the first place. Well, no wonder the guy wouldn't get off Boldin. He was married to it. He was married to the pick. He had staked out his stance on Boldin, and he had made Bolden the breakout player of the year. So I went back and read things over, and I'll be damned if I didn't find a clear-cut bias from this guy on all the players that he recommended in his rankings. Now, I mean, in short, it was bad for it's bad for business to ditch the picks that you urged everyone to take. So he was blindly sticking by the picks week after week. Now, you can continue to push a player after a few weeks if you believe in him. All of us do this, where we'll hang on to a guy. Wes Welker was a guy I hung with last year. But at the end of the day, by week 10, you need to be off the bandwagon if the guy's not producing. And this guy wouldn't let go. And that's when I saw it. That's when I realized why. It was because he was invested in it. Because you had one guy wearing the same hat. The guy that was doing the news was also doing opinions, was also doing articles, and was also doing projections. And, you know, this guy, he just wouldn't let go. If they had spent a little bit more time giving me the info and a little less time trying to predict and sell me on players, things would have been okay. But, you know, I left that site and I never went back. And I think ownership has changed hands over the years, and I definitely know the guy who made this boneheaded move is gone. But the lesson that I learned was that you have to look at the different bias that's built into your fantasy news. It's no different than regular news to that extent. The people telling you the news have their own bias. Sometimes they don't even realize it, and at times they have an agenda. And you need to be conscious of that, or else you'll be led down the wrong road. So with respect to fantasy football websites, it seems weird to put that much into it, but you know, I'd urge you to take the time to analyze the sources that you're getting information from. And if that magazine, for instance, is telling you that, you know, Adrian Peterson is going to be the top, you know, fantasy player and they're just going to score 25 touchdowns, well, ask yourself how that bias filtered down into the rest of their projections. Are they shorting the passing game? Are they not giving enough confidence or respect to Bridgewater and to, you know, the new receiver Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, Kyle Rudolph? You know, take a look at it. Just think beyond the numbers and don't just buy into what's there on paper. So this segues nicely into the strategic component of the show that I want to get to tomorrow in part two of this podcast. I'm real excited to get into that because what I want to do, yeah, I've always wanted to kind of do this and share with people. I find it fascinating to listen to how other people prepare for the draft. And in this case, I want you to know what I do. So I'm going to, in tomorrow, in part two of this two-part podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about the strategy that I use to prepare for the draft. And it's a tiered system. And just share some of kind of my traditional way of preparing for the draft. So until then, I'm Rick Goreski, Kingford A Commissioner. Extremely happy that you joined me tonight. Hope you were able to take something out of that, at least some of the websites that I named. Maybe you weren't aware of all those. Until then, please have a great night. Stay safe. It's the greatest show. Everybody come see the greatest.